Brady Report. Thanks to Golden Ponds Bar, Restaurant and Function Centre. GoldenPonds.com.au.
Well, it's still batching. G'day, Ender Brady.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone.
How many more sleeps?
Three more sleeps. Do you know what? I'll tell you what. It's great having the house to yourself, Millsy. I made an Italian casserole last night. I've got three meals out of it. And that would not happen if my children were here. It would have vanished within 20 minutes.
Very good indeed. Now, you've got flooding over there and there's no Prime Minister in sight.
Yes. A lot of very angry residents, mostly along where the River Severn is in the west of England, Herefordshire, Worcestershire, parts of Wales as well, under a lot of water. At least 600 homes have flooded in England, more in Wales as well. Six severe flood warnings still in place in England, two in Wales. Severe flood warnings mean there is a risk to life. And everyone's just watching and waiting and praying that the rain doesn't come again and that this water level starts to go down. And what a lot of the residents are saying is, you know, the government needs to start spending some money on flood defences to stop this happening so regularly. And they're asking the question, when is the Prime Minister going to show up? No sign of Boris Johnson. They've had environment ministers down there, but no sign of the PM.
Now, you've had a ghost ship hit the shore.
Yeah, in Ireland, this is a really curious tale overnight. So obviously Storm Dennis blew a gale. The seas were really, really rough. Ballycotton is in County Cork, down on the southern seaboard of Ireland. And a ship called the MV Alta, a ghost ship, no crew on board, big liner, has basically just washed up onto the rocks and is stuck on the rocks. We don't know what the cargo is. There's no crew on board. It was last seen about a year ago in the middle of the Atlantic, and it's originated from Bermuda, would you believe? And that was about a year and a half ago. It was setting sail out of Bermuda. Apparently there was some sort of an incident on board and the crew had to be winched off, and the owners just decided to let it drift. And now it's rocked up in Ireland, of all places. Very bizarre
story.
Pictures.
Great story. Good on you, Ender. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.